This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about reconstruction of a Dakota burial ground in Hennepin County, pink shawls in honor of women with experiences with breast cancer, and how the new Twin Cities Native lacrosse team is engaging whole families.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, is also known by some as the land of 10,000 mounds. Work will begin this spring to rebuild a Dakota burial mound that was disturbed during road construction on Highway 101 in Hennepin County. Melissa Townsend has the story.
Highway 101 runs through an area where there are documented burial mounds, but the state archaeologist consulted the surveys and thought the road was running clear of the mounds. Turns out he made a mistake.
They consulted the maps and they were misread. And they were replotted in the wrong locations.
Jim Jones, Cultural Resource Director with the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council, says there are some anomalies with the mound survey. So when you consult the survey to locate mounds, you have to know how to shift the maps just so to identify their correct locations.
When you get people and archaeologists and firms that are not familiar with that, mistakes will be made, you know? Yeah.
In this case, an intact Dakota burial mound was bulldozed, and human remains were seriously disturbed. State archaeologist Scott Anfinson has apologized for his mistake. Jim Jones says the whole situation could have been avoided.
Under the current law, just a state archaeologist is assigned to authenticating a burial site. We need to change the process so that Indian Affairs Council and tribal communities, people within Minnesota, start having direct oversight on authenticating and identifying our own burial sites. Just like interpreting our own past, our own history.
Jones says he will be working with Dakota elders from the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community and officials from Hennepin County to reconstruct the burial site and intern the ancestral remains to the mound. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The American Indian Cancer Foundation is hosting events around the state to honor breast cancer survivors and raise awareness of the disease among American Indian women. Breast cancer is the third leading cause of death for American Indian women. Women are invited to a community space to make pink shawls in honor of loved ones who have experiences with breast cancer, survivors, and those that have passed on. Danis Chosa is a community outreach specialist with the American Indian Cancer Foundation. She says she enjoys visiting with the women, sharing stories, and sewing the shawls.
Our very first session was in Boys Ford, Band of Chippewa up north, and we actually had a panel of four Native American women who were survivors of breast cancer. So that was very interesting. It was really touching as well.
The shawls can be used by fancy shawl dancers at powwows. These pink shawl events are a lead up to this year's Powwow of Hope on May 2nd, a gathering organized by the American Indian Cancer Foundation to raise awareness of the importance of cancer screening for the American Indian community. The new Twin Cities Native lacrosse team has been up and running for about 3 months now. There are nearly 30 young people involved in the team. We met up with Helen Waku, who was watching her 8-year-old son, Ocean Walker, practice on a recent Monday afternoon at Anishinaabe Academy in Minneapolis. She says being part of the team is a learning experience for the whole family.
His background, he's from the Meskwaki tribes, and he's also part Ho-Chunk. So this is part of his culture. So he was just really interested and just really liked it. And now every time I pick him up and tell him we're going to lacrosse practice, he's so excited and he's just happy to be here. So I know nothing about lacrosse. I'm originally from Jemez and Acoma Pueblos in New Mexico. And this is not part of my culture, but of course part of his. So for me, everything is a great learning experience to know about where he comes from, his other side. So it's more than just the sport, you know, playing. It's the cultural aspect that they make part of the game, which is very important, especially being in a big city. The communities that are around can be spread out, but we still are brought together by organizations like this. So I think it's great.
That was Helen Waku, whose 8-year-old son, Ocean Walker, is part of the new Twin Cities Native lacrosse team. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.